The Sci Gennaro Session. Burst.co.uk.
This is Ashley Yee.
This is Andy Goddard.
And you may recognize us from the Music Exchange. So recently we've been fortunate enough to get Bournemouth local Sci Gennaro in studio for a one-on-one session.
We've both met him at open mic nights and around Bournemouth Town Centre.
I specifically remember him beatboxing the first time I saw him.
Yes, he is a character. He's a man of many talents. You might have recently seen Sci Gennaro on BBC's The Voice with his rendition of a song he calls Chicken Train.
He was also recently on Radio 1 as well, right?
That's true. He spoke to Matt Edmondson about his success on The Voice, even though he didn't get through.
He'll be talking to us about that experience later on in the show. But for now, we want to take a look at the person behind the artist.
Well, I was born in London, lived there for 4 years. Got bored of that when I was about four. I was like, come on, Mum and Dad, we're going to Nottingham for no apparent reason. And we wound up at a place called Newark-on-Trent, which is an anagram of a certain Class B swear word that begins with the letter W and rhymes with a brand of butter, let's just say.
Other brands of butter are available.
So, yeah, so then Newark-on-Trent, I was there for 10 years, and then I moved to the Isle of Wight. And the Isle of Wight is, I think, where I got my musical grounding from, because there was a few people over there that really inspired me that I met just by fluke. You know, there was a harmonica player by the name of Mike Rodriguez, a completely crazy, crazy person. I always wanted him to teach me how to play the harmonica, but he never did, because he was just like, you know, if you spoke to him, he'd just kind of roar at you like a lion or blatantly ignore you or just throw something at you. You know, he was kind of very random, but he was a brilliant harmonica player. I think he inspired me because I used to hear him playing quite a lot. And he was a great artist as well. I think he's in a band over there on the Isle of Wight or somewhere in the world. He's definitely still out there. Another guy called Pete Hogman, Pete Hogman's blues band. And Pete Hogman and his wife, they had a fabulous band on the Isle of Wight. And he used to play with the Rolling Stones and people like that. I think he jammed with them and all sorts of stuff. And he, the most amazing tone on the harmonica. All that sort of thing, you know. But I only got into harmonica playing because a friend of mine bought me one on my 17th birthday. And I basically became fluent at it after about 6 months of really annoying the crap out of people with it. It's when you learn to play the blues on the harmonica, that's when you get hooked. And then when you learn to play the blues, it's like when you bend a note, when you get the when you learn to bend a note, that's when it all starts counting. And then you're like, damn, that's the blues. I'm going to move to the Mississippi Delta and go to the crossroads and sell my soul to the devil.
Have you always got that harmonica at the ready?
Not always this one, because this one's not been very well recently. It had a pot noodle incident. We had to put it in for some emergency surgery.
Was it successful?
Yes, unless you decide to play any of the three notes at the top.
So watching yourself on The Voice, you describe yourself as acoustic breakbeat, folk, punk, funk, reggae.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I mean, there are other things, you know. I forgot to include heavy metal and Berlin dark core trance.
It might be a lot of bases to cover, but who would you consider has largely influenced you?
If I was only going to say one, I'd have to say Radiohead, which is not what everyone would expect. But the first time I ever really decided I wanted to sing was when I heard this cover band on the Isle of Wight in a club called Court Jester. And they were doing a cover of Radiohead's Creep. And I thought, I love that song. And those guys love that song. And actually, I want to do that. You know, but it was quite a few years before I actually started doing that.
So when was that?
This was going back to when I was a teenager. I mean, we are going back quite a few years. It would have been round about that time when Creep came out and the bands were covering Creep.
So you're talking in terms of Isle of Wight, you met someone who introduced you to harmonica. So I guess stylistically, that's where maybe your folk is coming from. And
definitely,
you then mention your American influences as well there. You say you've got family that live in America.
I do. I've got three brothers in Los Angeles. And if they're listening, hello, Neil. Hello, Alex. Hello, Jamie. Hope you're... I don't know what time it is. They'll probably still be... Actually, Jamie won't have gone to bed yet. Alex may or may not have done. Neil is probably on a boat somewhere.
Do you think that location has been a factor in the influence of your style of music as well as the people that you've met?
Oh, definitely, because ultimately we're just the... we're the sum of our all of our influences, really. And being on the Isle of Wight, I met reggae bands and folk bands and a band called the Waltons that were quite successful back in the, I don't know, the 80s or the 70s or something. They had a bit of success. And then moving to the Bournemouth area, for instance, you know, just all the great bands that are in this area, you know, and getting involved with Dub Heart, so getting the reggae aspect and metal bands I've been involved with, everything. Yeah, you are the sum total of your parts.
Do you have a favourite genre or favourite song?
That is tricky. It varies. It'll be hard to just pick a favourite song, really. I mean, in the old days, I suppose you could say Land Down Under was my favourite kind of song. You are in Australia. It's a perfect mood-setting, atmospheric song, you know, and it's light-hearted. So, yeah, I mean, that was always my favourite song when I was younger. But at the moment, I really like this song by Rufus Wainwright, and it's quite an old one now of his called Going to a Town. I find myself singing that all the time, and I always sing it around the house, and I just love that song. So maybe that's my favourite song at the moment.
So you were talking about Land Down Under being your favourite song growing up. In your VT that led into your performance of Land Down Under, you were talking about how versatility is key to good entertainment and that you're personally not constructed for the 9-to-5 existence.
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely nocturnal. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, I don't think I've been gone to bed really before about 5 o'clock in the morning. Apart from last night, I think I managed to make it by about 3. You know, things you do in the daytime that might appear quite boring at night, they're like, well, hey, they're charged with hidden meaning.
The way that you do work and you do a lot of evenings, you run some open mic nights, which I've had the privilege of going to and playing at.
Yeah, and people liked you.
You've since started a third as well since The Voice.
Yeah, that's for Christchurch musicians. We felt that Christchurch musicians, hello Christchurch, were kind of getting overlooked a little bit. So what's up, Christchurch? How many times can I slip the word Christchurch into that? We thought we'd do one for Christchurch musicians. It's every Wednesday, and we've done about 5 of them so far, and every week's been brilliant, and last night, no exceptions, absolutely fabulous. But I know there's a lot going on a Wednesday night in Bournemouth, so you've got a lot of choice of things to do. I think there's probably 2 or 3 open mic nights all going on.
What makes yours unique?
Me. No one runs a sound desk like me. Switch it on, it goes bang. Switch it on, it goes boop. I don't know, what's that button do? Oh, sorry. Oh, whoops, sorry.
What is the strangest request you've had coming out of the Chicken Train fame?
I've been asked to do a dog festival, a festival for dogs. Not just a festival for people with dogs, but a festival for dogs. It's called Woofstock. You know, and I already know that I'm popular with the Jack Russell crowd. And if I can win the Alsatians over and maybe the Labradoodles, I might have a bit of a following there, assuming that they can click through on YouTube. Ant Lewis, my producer, Mr. Future Revival, he has a Jack Russell that always gets very excited when I go around there. And when I went to drop some vocal or some harp the other day, he picked his little dog up because the dog was getting excited and the dog did a great big doggy wee all over my trousers. So then I had to do the recording in my pants.
And now, for your listening pleasure,
a song which may or may not have been recorded wearing pants.
Hopefully not.
This is Psy performing in the Burst studio.
The Lover's Death Waltz.
Oh, you would kill me with love if you could. I only feel safe in the dark. Oh, you would kill me with love if you could. But I'm not gonna give you my heart. No more waiting for you to fall asleep. No more sleepless nights. No more waiting for you to turn your back. Oh, no more foolish lies. No. Oh, you would kill me with love if you could. And I know that you feel the same. You dance with the devil and each time is the last as our love disappears in the flames. No more waiting for you to let me fall. No more holding on. I'll just live your sweet lips fade away. Oh, a kiss that lingers on. Oh, no. Dark. Oh, you would kill me with love if you could, but you've already taken my heart.
The Psy Gennaro Session. Burst.co.uk.
That was Psy Gennaro performing his own song, The Lover's Death Waltz.
And now, for those of you who have seen it, and even for some of you who haven't, we talked to Psy about his experience on The Voice. And Andy asks him the hard-hitting question.
What happens when people forget Chicken Train?
I'm just choking on my coffee, by the way.
Do you have any future plans? Are you seeing ahead of Chicken Train at the moment? I mean, I know you're pushing it a lot.
Yeah, I basically have a... We've got the next three singles, or the next two singles recorded, and we're halfway through the third one. So we're well ahead of our game. You know, which is for musician standards, we're like, this is like blue sky planning. This is sort of forward thinking, the likes of which you're not likely to encounter in the music world, at least not while you're scratching around on the underground.
Are they in the same vein as Chicken Train, the next singles?
Well, okay, I can let you know that the next single is probably going to, it's either going to be PlayStation Hero or it's going to be Land Down Under if we can sort the licensing out and everything. A lot of people have asked for Land Down Under and the version that we've got is epic. And that's all down to Ant Lewis. Once again, I did very little work. I just kind of went in and started uttering mouth words and he just kind of weaved it together into something magical and radio friendly.
You mentioned Future Revival, Ant Lewis that you work with, he's your producer.
Yes.
How did you get to meet him?
I've known him for years. He used to be the lead singer in the what to me was possibly the best band to never come out of Bournemouth. They were called Dusty Cuts, and they were just epic, really funky band. DJ, scratch DJ on stage, just brilliant. And I used to play with them a bit, although again I wasn't in the band. So them, they were brilliant, and I've done a lot of gigs with him, solo shows where we just literally make it up on the spot. Sometimes I'll be doing beatbox for his guitar, he'll be playing percussion for mine. We'll be singing together, making stuff up. It's all a good crack, and he produces brilliant electronic music. And if you get half a chance to check him out, Future Revival on SoundCloud, go and check him out because he's absolutely wicked and he's a lovely guy. And he's got a dog that's actually got him evicted from three different houses now. So hello,
well, there's a story there in itself.
Hello, Vincent Chenzelman the First.
Playing Chicken Train live for the Voice judges, that perhaps wouldn't have happened if you'd have got a judge to mentor you.
Exactly. So really, if anyone judges me in the future, if ye shall judge me in the future for Chicken Train, really, you've got to blame either Tom Jones, Kylie Minogue, Mr. Will.i.am, I salute you, sir, or Ricky Wilson. Because it's ultimately, if one of them had turned around, Chicken Train wouldn't have happened. So it's really their fault.
So is there anything that you would have done differently about your audition, knowing with hindsight now everything that's happened?
Well, you don't get a lot of choice, but I think I would have left Land Down Under out of my initial choices. Don't get me wrong, I love the song. Like I said, it's one of my favourite songs. But I personally don't believe it's a song that you really get a chance to invest a hell of a lot of vocal emotion, which is what you need to turn the judges. So basically, it was a song where I had to play to the song's strengths and my strengths in that situation. So I basically had to become the song and become a bit of comedy, you know, because it goes with that song. You can't really sing it like a soul song. Maybe we could have done, but, you know, we jammed it with the band. It was like reggae, bang, 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 bit of beatbox, bit of harmonica. It's probably, like Will.i.am said, I probably tried to cram too much in it, but I would have really hoped to get a slow song, something beautiful I could really sing. Because, you know, I can sing when I want to sing. It's just, yeah, I've go with the moment. But I thought I knew I'd put a good show on and just did the good show. And the crowd liked it. And I guess I was playing to the people more than anything because that's just what I'm used to doing at gigs.
So with hindsight, would you change that?
Yeah, I think I would have left that song out. But obviously, you still have to choose some fast songs, you know. But ultimately, I would have really, if I could have just chosen 9 ballads for them to pick one from, I would have done. I met a kid up there who was only young and he was on it and he was kind of a bit disgruntled. And it's really the only thing I could totally fault the voice on because they are absolutely lovely people, is the fact that I asked him what song he was doing, this young guy, and he said Justin Bieber. I said, oh, was that one of your choices then? And he said, no, he said, they just made me do it. And he just seemed a bit upset by that, you know, whereas at least, so I mean, even if I hadn't have chosen Land Down Under or if I hadn't put it in my list, who's to say they wouldn't have just chosen it for me anyway? Because they give you a list of 400 songs and you've got to choose 3 from each category. The categories being slow, medium and fast tempo songs. So in amongst the 9 songs that I chose, Land Down Under was there, which was a bit of a lazy decision on my part because it's a song that I could do off by heart. But I didn't know they were going to choose it. I could do that song with my eyes shut. So it was like, I put that in there as the lazy aspect, never really expecting them to choose it, and they did.
So you're talking about the TV production element of your audition. Yeah. Do you think that you were given a fair representation? Is that how you remember the day?
They gave me, it was more than fair. I got more airtime than I deserved. I know that. I know it's about The Voice and blah, 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 but you have to remember it's about television and ratings as well. And for some reason, they decided they liked me. I mean, no one was more surprised than me. Obviously, I didn't have anything to do with the editing process, and I'm eternally grateful for that airtime that I got. You know, to be fair to the other contestants, I did get too much airplay by my own reckoning, you know. But I will always be grateful for that because ultimately, you know, people who know that I'm a real artist and I can play my instrument and I can sing and I write good songs. So I'm not going to feel any shame because of that.
And you're quite humble about that. And you acknowledged the band on the evening and the audience that were clapping for you. I mean, elements of TV production, it may be that other artists are doing that, but they're not showing it. But they did decide to show for yourself as well, acknowledging the band, acknowledging the audience. You spoke to Matt Edmondson and you acknowledged the Voice's tea people.
Yeah, yeah, you know, everyone there was lovely. I have to say, it was a beautiful experience. I would recommend it to anyone, I have to say, you know, because obviously I've heard sort of bad things about rival shows. But The Voice, I literally couldn't fault it. They were wonderful. It was a wonderful experience from start to finish, from the first audition to going on the television and the contact that I've had with them afterwards. They've just been epically lovely people. And, you know, I wish them every success because, do you know what, it's a brilliant show. They get some great acts on there. Some singers that are just astounding that the world wouldn't have got to hear otherwise. And I have to say that there's nothing, you can't, if people can't fault it and they say things like, oh, I don't watch The Voice, I don't watch those kinds of shows. Well, you're just missing out. That's all I'm going to say. You're missing out. You know what I mean? It's good television.
Contractually, I mean, they might restrict you in the near future, but would you consider Britain's Got Talent, X Factor?
a lot of people, a lot of the public, and the public have been amazing. I mean, I won't tell a lie. I was expecting to polarise the public opinion by about 50%. I was expecting at least 50% hate as well as the love that I've been getting. But I've been getting like pretty much 100% love from the public, and I could not thank them enough for that. I don't know why, but thanks, guys. All of you out there, I really, really mean that. Hang on a minute. A lot of the public said, you should do Britain's Got Talent. You were on the wrong show doing The Voice, you should do Britain's Got Talent. You know, you're more likely to get through with some of your own gear than some of your own songs. And yeah, they've got a point. And I've got a friend who's, I don't think I can mention his name at the moment, but he's just gone through the first round of Britain's Got Talent. So congratulations, you know who you are, my moon-faced friend.
We hope you've been enjoying the interview so far.
We've talked about Si's performance of Land Down Under on The Voice. And now here's a version of him doing the same for us.
I'm pretty excited because, I'm not going to lie, that was an audience pleaser.
Well, here he is performing to a studio audience in the Burst studio.
Take it away, Si.
This is the remix. Traveling in a fried out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. Met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, do you come from a land down under? No, 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 no. Women glow and men plunder. No, 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 no. Can you hear the thunder? No, 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 no. Well, you better run, you better take cover. Break it. Break beat, watch. Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscles. I said to the man, now you're trying to tell me, because I come from the land of plenty. He said, do you come from a land down under? Yes, I'm aware of the fact that I got the words wrong. Oh yes, do you want me to rewind the dance or just keep going? Lying in a den in Bombay. Oh, no, 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 no. With a slack jaw, not much to say. I said to the man, are you trying to tell me? No, because I come from the land of plenty. He say, I come from a land down under. No, 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 no. Bitters flow and men chunder. No, 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 no. Can you hear the thunder? Oh, no, no. You better run, you better take cover. No, 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 well, you better run. You better take cover. No, 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 well, you better run. You better take cover. Oh, no, 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 well, you better run. You better take cover. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. No, 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 I wish nothing but the best for you. No, 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 don't forget me, I beg. I remember when you said, sometimes it hurts in love, sometimes it hurts instead. Oh, no, sometimes it lasts in love, sometimes it hurts instead. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. Thank you.
The Cy Janeiro Session. Burst.co.uk.
So if you're just tuning in now, that was Cy Janeiro with Land Down Under as performed on The Voice.
And it was just as great, right?
That was a great rendition. It sounds like the studio audience loved him as well.
I agree. And for the final piece of the interview, we'll pass it back to Cy for just a few words about his current open mic nights that, Andy, you've taken a part of, right?
Yeah, he's a very charismatic open mic night compere.
Ooh, that sounds regal.
So here's Cy telling you where you can find him if you want to take part in open mic night yourself. I might even see you there.
Me too.
We have O'Neill's, which is my long-running open mic night every Tuesday, middle of Bournemouth, O'Neill's. Great night, really, really busy. Musicians are advised to get there early. That's always good fun. Wednesday night, Blush in Christchurch, which I mentioned before. And Sunday, Labatto down in Parkstone, Ashley Cross. Brilliant little place that is. They're involved in the Grooves on the Green as well. So they've definitely hooked up with local musicians and, you know, promoting music in the area. They're fabulous. That's every Sunday from 7 at Labatto. I love them. Hi Richard, hi Jan as well, because they're really nice to me. You know, probably out of all the three venues, they're the guys that are nicest to me. Although Richard hasn't given me his Audi yet. Probably won't.
Fingers crossed. Thanks very much for coming into the studio. It's
Thank
been
you.
Great to talk to you.
Am I allowed to plug anything while I'm here?
Plug away.
Chicken Train as a single is out now, you know, and also the videos there on YouTube, Chicken Train official video, Cy Janeiro Future Revival. So do click it, share it and enjoy it. You know, I'm trying to put Bournemouth on the map, like, massively. Chicken Train, yeah, you know, that's the badger.
Make sure you stay in the loop with the hashtag Chicken Train.
Chicken Train!
On all social media sites.
You can buy the single on Bandcamp.
And iTunes.
Here's Cy Janeiro and Future Revival with
Chicken Train.
That's the badger!
Ladies and gentlemen. All aboard the Chicken Train! Woo! So, get the harmonica! That's the badger! Woo! So, get the harmonica! Chicken Train! Shamanism for charity. Gigs in car parks. That's another story. Play the harmonica. Quite like horses. I don't ride horses. I just quite like them. I don't ride horses. I just quite like them. Play guitar. Follow me. Live on stage. Follow me. Nice and clean. Follow me. Live on stage. Follow me. Janeiro.
Thanks for listening in, everyone. If you'd like to hear more, keep an eye out for our bonus exclusive mashup by Psy, available soon on burst.co.uk.
And on Twitter @burstradio.